Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our gospel lesson, Mark chapter 7, beginning at the 14th verse. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, shingles doesn't care. You seen that commercial? Or seen it on the internet? Shingles doesn't care. Oh, my grandkid was just nominated student of the month at the elementary school. Shingles doesn't care. My wife and I just bought a new house. Shingles doesn't care. Shingles doesn't care. And it's not terribly pleasant either. Now, I've not had it myself, but I've talked to plenty of people who have, and they tell me about rashes and blisters and shooting pains, and sometimes there's long-term effects as well. And they say that 99% of adults over the age of 50 have the virus in them, so basically, statistically, every single one of us has it in us. It's something within us. If you have had the chicken pox, the virus is inside of you. And so the commercial from the drug company recommending that people over 50 get the vaccine because shingles doesn't care. Shingles doesn't care. Well, in today's gospel lesson, we see a lot of symptoms. A lot of symptoms of something in the gospel lesson, Mark chapter 7. And seeing the symptoms, can you diagnose the sickness? I'll give you a hint, it's not shingles. But Jesus talks about evil thoughts coming forth. And then he lists what the evil thoughts are. They're sexual immoralities, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, indecency, literally the evil eye, which is like malicious or hate-filled jealousy. There's blasphemy, there's slander, gossiping about people, there's pride, there's foolishness. And you know from experience that those evil thoughts seldom remain just thoughts. They seldom remain something that's just inside of you. Sooner or later, you're going to have a flare-up. And those thoughts will turn into words and turn into actions. Words and actions that dishonor the Lord, like the first table of the commandments. Words and actions that hurt people around you, like the second table of the commandments. And our Lord Jesus says, all of these wicked things from within, in other words, they're in you, go forth and defile a person. Can you diagnose the sickness? Well, we Christian people have a word for it. We call it sin. And we know that sin is not just outward actions. It's not just outward symptoms. It's like the chicken pox or shingles virus. It's something that is within you. Sin is part and parcel of your makeup, passed down from parents to children. It is what it is, and it is within you. And because it is within you, so it is. You do what you do. Psalm 51, King David said, surely I was sinful at birth, all the way back, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. If you look in the confessions of our church, there's something called the Augsburg Confession. It says in Article 2, we teach in our church that since the fall of Adam, all people begotten in the natural way are born with sin. That is, without the fear of God, without trust in God, with evil desires, and that this disease, this vice of origin, is truly sin. even now it condemns and brings eternal death upon those who are not born again through baptism and the Holy Spirit. And we reject those who say that a person can be justified before God by their own strength and their own reason. And it's right there that you start to get into trouble. When it comes to the things of God, you start thinking. You start reasoning. You start using logic rather than just simply saying, what is it that the good Lord said? It happened to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. What did they do? The Lord said this, and they said, yeah, but maybe it could be like this, or maybe it could be like that. And they ate from the fruit of the tree. It's easy to use your logic and your reasoning when it comes to God. It's easy to say, for instance, looking at today's lesson, if the problem of sin is inside of me, then the answer to sin is inside of me. If the problem is within, then the answer is within. And what do? Then you start self-medicating. And you troop off to the Christian bookstore and you look at the self-help section and all the books that are there to give you methods and techniques and practices so that you stop sinning, that you clear it out of your system, and you turn on the Christian radio and you search the internet for some preacher who's going to give you the answers to sin. And the problem is, and we can save some time here, there are no answers to sin. There is just an answer, the answer. The problem of sin lies within, and the answer to sin lies with Him. It lies with the Lord Jesus. That's something that was said right at the beginning of His ministry after He was baptized in the Jordan River. John the Baptist pointed the crowds to Him and he said, take a look over there. There's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now, there's no self-help book in the Christian bookstore that is going to take away your sin for you. There is no preacher in a pulpit or on the radio who's going to take away your sin for you. What you need is a perfect life. And the only way you're going to get that is from the one who has a perfect life to count in place of yours. And what you need is a complete death, a sacrifice for sin. And the only place to get it is from the one who was sacrificed for your sin, who was punished in your place so that you might have everlasting life. And that's why when we look at our Lord Jesus, we don't say, well, Jesus is my helper, although He does help you. We don't say, Jesus is my teacher, although He does teach you. We don't say, Jesus is my leader, although He does lead you. Yes, He does all of those things, and I guess you can use those words, but if that's where you stop, you haven't gotten anywhere. You got to go a step further. And more than all of them put together, you'll find this. Sin is within you. It can't be helped, it can't be taught, it can't be led out of you, not to any significant degree. You can only be saved from it, delivered from it, saved from it. Sin is like, if this analogy helps, a piece of coal. How do you make a piece of coal clean? How do you do it? Get detergent? Got a scrub brush? Scrub away on it. What's it going to do? It's going to get your sink black. That's all that it's going to do. Sin can't be scrubbed away by something that you do. The only way it would not be dirty anymore is if there was an act of God to make it different. And so it is, we say in our Christian faith, there was an act of God. Jesus went on to the cross. That was the act of God. His righteousness became mine. My sin became His. And so in today's gospel lesson, you meet the Pharisees again who oppose Jesus, and He's speaking to the Pharisees. And they have religious practices, and they have good deeds, and they have all sorts of observances to self-medicate their way to God. But what they end up doing is what every other religion does. They promise you a wonderful resolution, but you're going to have to pay for it. They will promise you a wonderful healing, but you're going to have to pay for it. They promise you a wonderful meal, and then they hand you the check. They hand you the check. And the Lord, in our faith, says, no, I don't think so. See, I came to seek and to save that which was lost, and so your money's no good here. Your works are no good here. Your merits are no good here. Your service is no good here. Your credentials are no good here. You put your wallet away. I've got this one. I've got it. I'll take the tab. And so there was a man in Jesus' parable who could only say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, how did that man go home? He went home justified, right with God. His sin was pardoned. His sin was covered. His sin was washed away. And the Lord said, you know, be at peace. This one's on me. I got the check. I got the bill. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For our sake, God the Father made him, our Lord Jesus, to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We put it simply in Christian faith class. We say, the Lord switched report cards with you. He took your sin. He gave you his righteousness. And that's the best gift you'll ever receive. And so it's true. Shingles doesn't care. Shingles doesn't care, but if you look at the cross of Jesus, you remember and you find it very obvious, the message there, and that is that Jesus does care. And does the Lord Jesus help you? Yes. Does he teach you? Yes. Does he guide you? Yes. But beyond all of that, he pardons you and he cleanses you and he forgives you and he redeems you and he saves you, and he does it all because Jesus does care. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.